کہا جاتا ہے کہ دنیا کے سب سے قدیم ترین افراد باقی بچ گئے ہیں. ان کی پانچ نسلوں میں سے ایک قدیم ترین نسل ایبوریجنل آسٹریلینز ہیں. اسٹیٹ لائبریری آف آسٹریلیا کے مطابق 1870 سے 1920 کے درمیان غیر منقسم ہندوستان کے ان علاقوں سے جو اب پاکستان کا حصہ ہیں 20,000 اونٹوں اور ان کے شتربان آسٹریلیا میں ذرائع حمل و نقل کے لیے لائے گئے. 1862 میں سیموئل اسٹکی نامی ایک انگریز نے آسٹریلیا سے کراچی کا دورہ کیا اور وہاں سے اونٹوں کی پہلی کھیپ لانے میں کامیاب ہوا. وہاں سے کئی شتربان بھی آسٹریلیا کی سرزمین پر آئے. 1866 میں اونٹوں کی پہلی کھیپ کو بندرگاہ پر اترتے دیکھنے کے لیے کئی سو افراد کا ہجوم آسٹریلیا میں جمع ہوا. ان کے ساتھ 19 افغان یا غان شتربان بھی آسٹریلیا کے ساحل پر اترے اور یہیں سے آسٹریلیا میں غان کی آمد کی کہانی شروع ہوتی ہے. ماری میں 740 قبروں پر مشتمل ایک شکستہ حال قبرستان بھی موجود ہے جن پر مختلف زبانوں کے ساتھ ساتھ عربی رسم الخط میں بھی کتبے موجود ہیں. بلوچستان اور خیبر پختونخوا کے علاوہ افغانستان سے تعلق رکھنے والے ان شتربانوں نے یہاں اپنے خاندان آباد کیے اور ایب اوریجنل خواتین سے شادیاں کیں. ان کے خاندان اسٹولن جنریشن کے زمانے میں بکھر کر رہ گئے اور آج ان کی نسلیں اپنے ماضی کو ڈھونڈ رہی ہیں, کتابوں, انٹرنیٹ, تحقیقی مواد سے اپنے آبا و اجداد کا سراغ لگا رہی ہیں. ایسے ہی لوگوں میں شیما عبداللہ بھی شامل ہیں. شیما عبداللہ نے خود 6 مہینے تک تحقیق کرنے کے بعد اسلام قبول کیا اور پھر اپنی بگڑتی ہوئی زندگی کو کامیابی اور سکون کی نئی راہ پر ڈالا. ان کے ایبوریجنل خاندان کا تعلق ساؤتھ آسٹریلیا کے قبائل سے ہے مگر وہ خود سڈنی کے سبب پنجباؤل میں بڑی ہوئیں. مگر اب ایبوریجنلز کی نئی نسلیں اپنے اصل کو پہچان رہی ہیں, ماضی کو جان رہی ہیں اور اپنے پرکھوں اور باپ داداؤں کی روایات کو دوبارہ زندہ رکھنے کا عزم کر رہی ہیں. I have a pleasure of having Shaima Abdullah with me. Shaima, can you share how did you explore Islam?
I took an interest in it. I was actually living in Punchbowl around the time that I did convert to Islam. What happened is it took me about 6 months. I saw how passionate people were about their religion, and I saw how close, you know, families were and how much respect they had for each other, and took an interest in it because I saw something different with Muslim people. I saw they were very humble, very peaceful people. I wanted to know more about Islam, so what I done was I actually researched, I done my own research. I read like a lot of different books on the religion and the stories of the prophets. And it was 6 months later that I approached one of my friends and I said, hey, how do I become Muslim? Actually, to be honest with you, it was the best feeling that I have ever experienced. You know, alhamdulillah, like, I'm so grateful that I did find Islam, because prior to that, I was very lost. I had no direction. You know, like, I had no set values in life. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know where I was going. This gave me guidance. Well, I'm actually Aboriginal. Well, see, the thing is because it's so long ago, with my family history, we're not 100% sure whether we're from Afghan or Indian background. Mm-hmm. So there's some of us say we're from Afghan background, some of us say we're from Indian background. But when I've done my research, for example, my mother's surname is Abdullah. When I researched the meaning of Abdullah, kind of led me to think that... And also, like, I read about the history about the Camelids and how they came to Australia, and, you know, like, I put the pieces together. I mean, I'm still trying to understand my history, but I do know I am related to some of the first Camelids that did arrive here in Australia. Like, my mother, she never used to speak about what happened in her childhood. Mm-hmm. And so what I done is when my mother passed away in 2008, I researched and ordered a file from Western Australia. This file had documents. They've actually stopped releasing, you know, family history notes of Aboriginal people now, because I'm for what reason, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm lucky enough that I did get my hands on, you know, my family history, and there's a lot of information in there that's very traumatic.
انہوں نے ایس بی ایس ریڈیو کو بتایا کہ ان کی والدہ کے نام کے آگے بھی عبداللہ لگا ہوا تھا مگر وہ اپنے ماضی کے بارے میں کبھی کچھ بات نہیں کرتی تھیں. کولونیل دور میں جو کچھ ان کے ساتھ ہوا تھا وہ ان تلخ اور بھیانک خوابوں کو ہمیشہ کے لیے دفنا دینا چاہتی تھیں.
Now I can understand why my family never used to speak about it.
During your research or while you were studying, and did you ever think that you might want to
travel to those part of the world where your ancestors were from, like from the Balochistan or the Afghanistan?
Yes, that's something that I would have loved to have done. Who knows, maybe later on I might venture down that way. It's been an interest for me to find out about my ancestors and where they're from. Surprising, there's actually a lot of Aboriginal people that do have Muslim surnames. And, for example, I went to the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra once, and there was a lady there that had the same surname as me. And I asked her, I said, do you know where your surname came from? And her surname was Abdullah. And she goes, no. And I actually gave her a little bit of a history lesson and told her, well, this is what happened. A lot of Aboriginal people, they don't know who their ancestors are.
South Australia के कस्बे मारी में पहली मस्जिद के निशानात अब भी मौजूद हैं, जिन्हें इन्हीं मुसलमान शुतरबानों ने 1861 में कायम किया था.
I actually wanted to visit.
How do you see this Aboriginal Muslims can take any place in the Australian mainstream?
What I've noticed is that there's more Aboriginal people are converting to Islam. Mm-hmm. I think what they, like myself, I feel as though that they a way of life, inshallah, like it will keep them from, you know, going down the wrong path. For example, alcohol. As a Muslim, we don't drink. We're not supposed to drink. So it keeps us away from that, because alcohol is a big issue with Aboriginal people. And I feel as though that Islam, it takes us away from that.
Shima kehti hain ki Aboriginals mein Islam qubool karne ka rujhan badhta ja raha hai, kyunki Christianity unke upar musallat ki gayi thi, magar Islam ko wo khud apni pasand se padhkar samajhkar apna deen bana rahe hain.
Oh I see it's actually going, I'm growing, and I'm actually surprised at how many Aboriginal Muslims there are around Australia that grew up with the religion from a young age, whereas a lot of them, when they were removed from their families, mm-hmm. And put into missions, Christianity was forced upon our people back in the days. You know, like I've had people tell me, go back to your own country. And I said, hey, you know, like I'm Aboriginal.
Yes.
I mean, I do get people saying, well, oh, you traded your culture for a religion, because they've got no other grounds to stand on, especially when I say that I am Aboriginal and this is my country. I educate a lot of people. I'm all over social media. I've done a lot of interviews with different media outlets.
Chima Abdullah tasleem karti hain ki Australia mein aaj bhi nasli taassub ki baatein ki jaati hain, magar iski badi wajah तारीख से लाइल्मी है. इस्लाम यहाँ का आज का मजहब नहीं बल्कि सदियों पुराना दीन है, और एबोरिजिनल अफराद में बहुत से ऐसे हैं जिनके नाम का आखिरी लफ्ज इस्लामी नाम है, मगर वो इससे नावाकिफ हैं कि इसके क्या मायने हैं और ये नाम उनके नाम के साथ क्यों लगा है.
The main thing is if people educated themselves, if they learned, if they researched history, they would have a better understanding about Islam in Australia.
हमने उनसे पूछा कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया जैसे मल्टीकल्चरल मुल्क में एक एबोरिजिनल मुस्लिम खातून होने का ऑस्ट्रेलिया में क्या मतलब है.
Islam in Australia. Been here for a very, very long time. It's not something that's just happened recent. So people think that Muslims haven't been here for very long, but that comes down to lack of education. I'm actually a public speaker.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में कोई उनसे ये नहीं कह सकता, go back to where you came from. उनका कहना है कि ये मुल्क सबके लिए है, चाहे वो मुसलमान हों, चाहे औरतें हों, चाहे एबोरिजिनल्स हों. उन्होंने कहा, ऑस्ट्रेलिया में नस्ली तासुब के अलावा हर एक का खैर मकदम किया जाएगा.
I have had a lot of discrimination and a lot of threats. Some threats I've actually had to report to the police. Everybody is welcome here. Like coming from myself as Aboriginal, I believe that everybody is welcome here, but the racism is not. The racism is always going to be there. The hate is always going to be there. Until people actually start to accept that this country is a multicultural country, I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think it's ever going to end, but I think everybody should feel welcome here, no matter what.
Shema Abdullah ek Aboriginal khatoon hain, jinke khandaan ki pichli naslon ke taane baane Ghans ya un Afghan se milte hain, jo 18th sadi ke aakhir mein Shutarban ke taur par Australia aaye aur yahin ke hokar reh gaye. Shema Abdullah ne SBS Radio Urdu program se jo baatcheet ki, abhi aap usi par mabni feature sun rahe the.